Well, good evening and welcome to another hour of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Each week, it's my pleasure to bring you the best of Chazonis. And my partner, Cantor Benny Rogoziski, and I are pleased with the reception that you've given us on helping to revive interest in traditional Chazanut. This evening, I'm so pleased to have with me in the studio Tzvi Bagley, the son of the late David Bagley. We're going to be hearing from him and his brother and some other people calling in. The phone number here is 212-529-4620, 212-529-4620. About a half hour, we'll start taking calls from some of you who have stories or have reminiscences that you'd want to share about the great Cantor. But before we get on to our first selection, let me say Erev Tov to Tzvi. Welcome.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure being here.
So, Tzvi, you were one of how many children in the Bagley family?
There's three sons. I'm the youngest, as my father said, the baby.
The baby, uh-huh. And your father passed away just a year ago.
A year ago, Chet Shvat, he passed away. We just celebrated his Yahrzeit a week ago. So I'm doing this in his honor. And also for all the big the fans of his throughout the world who supported him and really appreciated a great, great chazan.
Well, he had such a fascinating history, which we'll get into as the show goes on. But he was born in Vilna.
Right.
And the whole story of going through Russia and ending up in Shanghai and then starting new lives. You traveled, you must have lived in about 10 different cities from what your brother told me.
Yeah, I was all over. I should have been a pilot. It worked out really good. A lot of mileages. Yeah, he was in Vilna. From Vilna, they escaped to Shanghai, but they went through Kobe, Japan.
Yes. Well, your uncle Joel was telling me some fascinating stories, which take about 2 hours on our radio program. But one day we have to record those stories.
We can write a few books.
Fascinating.
About my father's
history. how they escaped and with the passports and the communists and so forth. Let's get right on to our first selection, which is one of your favorites, Im Eshkachech Yerushalayim.
Right. This song my father wrote, I believe it was when I think Barak was ready to give up Jerusalem. And my father got very, very upset, and he wanted to write this song basically from the heart because it meant so much to him, Israel and Jerusalem, which I'll discuss with you later, how he supported that country, and Israel to him was the whole life. And when he heard this, how they were about to give up to Arafat, Jerusalem, he wrote this song, which is one of my favorites. And I believe when people hear this and they listen to more and more, hopefully they'll start playing this at weddings and in future simchas, because you'll hear his words and his the way he sings it.
I am so pleased to hear that. You know, I didn't realize that he wrote this in response to that insanity and the fact that Barak, I don't want to get too political right now, but the idea that Barak could even be considered as a leader today in Israel just proves the insanity that's going on there.
Yeah. So anyway, maybe that's for another time.
Yeah,
we'll get together on that.
Okay. let's get right on to this is a composition by the late Cantor David Bagley, Im Eshkachech Yerushalayim.
Yeah.
Just a sweet, sweet selection.
Beautiful, really. Beautiful yes. Piece.
Now, the next selection is Harnino Goyim Amo. This is one that I often relate to your dad because I've seen him and heard him at various concerts. This seems to be been a favorite of his.
This was a favorite, and I remember at concerts in Brooklyn or wherever we heard him going to concerts, people would yell, "Please sing Harnino, Harnino," and you know, and people would stand up screaming and whistling for it, and that was also another favorite of my father. And to see people sitting there and listening to the song and their eyes closed and really getting into it, it showed what my father could do to a song that brings so much emotion that he can make people cry. You know, and the words are very beautiful words. And this was also another favorite that I'm sure the listeners will enjoy, and they'll remember my father standing up there in front of everybody in concert singing this song, and the way he breathed and the way he just sang it was gorgeous. And
now, just as an aside, I know that your dad played a great role in bringing Chazonis back to what were the remnants of Eastern Europe and Russia in the 80s and the 90s with Wiener.
Right, the Chaim Wiener.
Chaim Wiener, and your dad was really an integral part of that creation of awareness of Chazonis. People who had never, who had given up, perhaps, and perhaps never heard real Chazonis, only heard about it, but here he brought it back.
Right, he brought it amongst all the Chazonim who went along also, but when you see it in videos, the way he sings and the way people came to life, I mean, he brought Yiddishkeit back to people who didn't have it in the communistic countries, and to see them, and he woke up, what did my father used to say, you know, every Jew has a little light burning in him.
Yeah, the spark waiting.
The spark waiting, and to see my father light that spark when they were denied it, it was a big, big, first of all, a big mitzvah and a big thing. It was all over the papers. Yes. He got interviewed on television, and it brought back, I think it started to bring back Chazonis to where it should be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
well, I've seen some of those videos, and they're stirring.
They're amazing. They're amazing. I mean, when I watch it, you know, you can't help but cry and to really appreciate Chazonis, because it shows you how powerful it is to be a Chazon. You can't just be a Chazon because you have a good voice. You have to be a Chazon that you understand the music and you grew up with suffering to really bring out the craft. And my father, unfortunately, growing up, he suffered tremendously, going
yes.
through escaping to Shanghai and all the suffering that they suffered there and in Kobe and then coming to America. So as a kid, to experience all of this, I think that made him a greater chazan, that when he wrote music, it was a lot of feeling, even when he went high notes and low notes, mm-hmm. it was from the heart, remembering how he suffered. So that's why if you'll hear later on pieces that he sang, you can tell where it's coming from. It's not just a song. It's a song from the
right.
heart through suffering.
Right. The words have real meaning. And I think the other thing is when a chazan believes the words that he's singing versus someone who's just singing
right,
words.
Right, somebody's singing it. And you could yes. tell when he sang, he was on a different level. He was like a malach, basically. I mean, this guy was, my father was a big tzaddik because the way and a very talented musician. I mean, from a young age,
mm-hmm.
I think it was 19 years old, he first got his smicha, and then he went to musical school in Brooklyn, and he excelled to the highest class. There could be no higher level because he had it in his blood.
Yes.
I mean, even when he would daven with his young child, my grandfather would push him to daven for the Amud, and people would love listening to him. My grandfather loved listening. As a matter of fact, one of his admirers, one person that he followed his footsteps, or my father followed his footsteps, my father is related to Rav Baruch Ber. I don't know if you know that.
No. So
mm-hmm. My grandmother was Gita Leibowitz, and her uncle was Rav Baruch Ber Leibowitz, and he was a great musician. So was an uncle of his. So in the family and his grandfather, they were all musicians, whether davening for the Amud or just having great voice. And I truly believe that influenced my father tremendously.
It was in his genes.
It was in his genes. It was in his blood. I remember he was telling me stories. My my grandfather pushed him to be a shoychet and to get his smicha, which he did, but he just didn't want to follow in that step. He just wanted to be a chazan. That was in his blood. That's what he breathed and he ate. That was music. There was nothing else in his way. And it's amazing, when you follow your dreams, you become somebody.
But by the way, speaking of genes, are any of the grandchildren having potential to
actually my nephews? Yeah, they all have beautiful voices, all six of them.
Oh, and that's great.
And they love davening for the Amid, and when you hear them, you can see they're just so into it. I know my brothers and I, we have voices, but not like my father. When he wanted us to become singers and that, I used to run out and play with my friends. When he took a nap Shabbos, I used to run out, and when he would wake up, he'd get very upset because I wasn't there to learn. And now I regret it, because when I'd like to daven for the Amud, I just, you know,
right,
I don't have it like he did, and I wish I did. You know, it's something
well,
I regret.
Maybe it'll skip a generation.
Okay. Oh, it is. my nephews have it.
Okay, let's go on now to Harninu Goyim Amo.
Mom. veni kaisi da maameloi, veni kaisi da maameloi, veni kaisi da.
That's just terrific. Before we get on to our guest and some more of the late cantor David Bagley, let me just tell you that there's so much going on with Chazonus this weekend. You know that Yaakov Motzen will be at the Jewish Center with my partner, cantor Benny Rogoznitsky. I'll be there Shabbos morning. Schulhoff will be at Park East. I'll be there tomorrow night. And the father and son, Herstics, will be at the New York Synagogue, Netanel and Naftali. I just can't find more time to be there, but I'll be there in spirit. And, of course, and there's always my dear friend, Yossi Malavani, at the Fifth Avenue Synagogue. So there's a, and I had the pleasure of hearing Zev Muller at the West Side Institutional last Shabbos, and he's got quite a voice. So there's a lot happening with Chazonus. Also, this coming Sunday evening at the Young Israel Bethel of Borough Park, you can hear three young cantors, Yanky Lemmer, Yaakov Rosenfeld, and Simcha Levenstein. It starts at 7 p.m. That's this coming Sunday evening. You can hear the future of Chazonus. Well, Tzvi, we're going to hear from your brother in a minute. Now, is he older or younger
than
you?
He's older than me.
He's older than you, okay.
He's the middle brother.
Okay. He's in Florida?
He went to Florida now. Now all the Jews go to Florida. They have a break from school, so there's no Jews in New York now. They're only Florida.
Okay. You know, I recorded this last night, but I forgot where he was. So
Miami, yeah.
Oh, he's in Miami. So let's hear, this is a conversation I had with Moshe. Bagley, one of the Bagley sons.
I'm very pleased to have with me one of David Bagley's three sons, Moshe Bagley. Good evening, Moshe.
Yes, nice to speak to you.
Moshe, tell us a little bit about your father's history.
Well, my father's history was he was born in Vilna, when all the Jews lived there. And basically, throughout the war, he escaped the evils of the Holocaust because he was able to travel with them and to run away to what was later known as Shanghai. It was near Yeshiva. And thanks to that miracle,
Well, from Shanghai, where did he go?
From Shanghai, then he went to California, and they went both together to New York, where he was a Talmudic student. He got his smicha, and he taught in a yeshiva, and not too long afterwards, he began excelling with his musical talent.
Okay, then from New York to South Africa or Israel?
No, it varies. New York, he went to Detroit, Chicago, and then his big move was when we moved to Mexico City. He was a cantor there for 4 years. And
really?
Israel and South Africa.
Okay. How did your father feel about the situation of Chazanut?
Well, he always knew that Chazanut is a thing to stay. It was always a thing of the past, and it would always be a thing of the future. He loved all to meet all different cantors and exchange different stories.
I understand that he observed the Yom HaShoah with a special feeling.
Yes, especially when we lived in Israel and in South Africa, his big theme was always Yom HaShoah. The beauty was he always reminded us to remember, not to forget the 6 million Jews. And throughout Israel and South Africa, he was always nationally live on television, and people were amazed at the standing ovation of and the awe, the respect that people gave him, because he really had the respect. It was always a big theme in his heart.
I first met your late father in the early 90s when I ran a concert in New Jersey, and I remember when I first met him, I was so impressed. He was with such dignity. He was a real mensch.
Well, the thing was, he first of all, as everybody knew, he had the greatest voice. He was known, he got the title to have the golden voice. But basically, he was a mensch, and he loved people who were also mensch. He was very, very down to earth. He got along very, very well with people, and that was on a personal thing, level. And also with the singing, he knew how to draw the crowds with him. People gravitated to his voice, to his singing, and they really loved him. He loved people too. He was a people person.
Now, in his last years, he was in Toronto?
That's correct. The last few years, he was in Toronto, actually, all the time, close to 27, 28 years.
Oh, really? I didn't realize it was that long.
That was a very long period of time, yes. And during that time, he not just for his music, for the show, but for the community, national, international level, he did good for mankind in all different aspects.
Now, did either you or your two brothers have any feeling that you might want to be a chazan?
It's interesting. I always asked my father, and he refused to teach me. And one day I told him, why? And he said that you were not born with a voice. And his mother used to tell me that it's true. When he was a baby in his crib, he'd have a certain song and a certain dance. He would go on and on and on. In other words, he was born with a voice. And he always felt that either you were born with it or not. But through growing up, we always sang at the Shabbos table. And I, for one, love him in show, but I'm certainly not a cantor of his caliber.
Uh-huh. How old was your dad when he passed away?
He was 74 years old when he passed away.
It was a year ago?
It was exactly a year ago, yes. It was January the 27th, right? And we just completed his yard site, which was Chet Shalak.
Well, listen, I appreciate that you have taken the time to share your thoughts with us. On the program, we'll be speaking with your brother, Tzvi, live in the studio, and I'm sure he'll have some additional comments. In the meantime, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. My pleasure, Charlie.
Okay.
Here in the studio, also with Tzvi's wife, Elaine. Good evening, Elaine.
Hi. Hi, Charlie. Nice to be here. It's an honor to be here. Wonderful to meet you.
It's my pleasure. Now, how was it being the daughter-in-law of such a famous chazan?
Pretty nice, actually. whenever, you know, we would go places and people would hear the name Bagley, they would immediately ask me, Bagley, oh, wait a minute, I think I know that name, Chazan Bagley, right?
Uh-huh.
And I would say yes, and they would always have wonderful things to say, that they were great fans of my father-in-law and admired him and respected him tremendously.
Well, you know, I didn't discover Chazanis till the age of 41, and it was an acquired taste for me. Now, were you raised with Chazanis yourself?
No, I actually was not.
Uh-huh. So
my first exposure really was when I got engaged to my soon-to-be husband, Tzvi.
Lovely husband.
wonderful, lovely husband, Tzvi. Right? So, he didn't even bring up the fact that his father was a Chazan until, I don't know, about a month. Not about a month.
Until we knew it was getting serious.
Yeah, until we knew it was getting serious. Right.
Cantor Bagley sing at your wedding, of course?
Unfortunately, right. What happened was right before the wedding is when he got really sick. He had a quadruple bypass. You know, so he was devastated. But we had to give him encouragement that it's okay. You shouldn't be devastated.
Oh, okay.
It's not in your hand. As a matter of fact, walking in the video, starting the video as a tribute to my father, I had him singing Shane Beast to Shane, which was a Yardeni song.
I'm going to play that in the next few weeks. We're going to take calls right after this next selection. We're here at 212-529-4620. If any of you want to share some of your thoughts or if you have any questions for Tzvi, tell us about the Al Tashlichenu.
Al Tashlichenu is a song from one of the Yom Tovim, and it's a beautiful, beautiful piece.
Written by your dad.
My father wrote that song, and it's really from the heart. Basically, asking God, Al Tashlichenu Letzikna, and just to help us out throughout life. And the way he's asking God, it's as if he's talking directly to God. Nobody's in the way, and begging and pleading for this special tefillah. And when he wrote it, you can hear it's as if there's a lot of crying and emotions there that when you would hear this in davening, you would say, oh, my God, I better ask for forgiveness and I better, wake up. And it's a beautiful, beautiful piece.
It's a favorite of mine. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give some of my listeners a clue. My 1990 two-hour special for Rosh Hashanah and for Yom Kippur will be put on our website in the next few weeks by Simcha, a friend of ours from Ontario.
Wow.
And you'll hear that going back 18 years ago, this Al Tashlichenu was one of my favorites. So let's hear the late cantor David Bagley with his own composition of Al Tashlichenu. Al-Tashlichenu
Shichelot koichenu al tazveinu al tazveinu. Shichelot koichenu al tazveinu. Shichelot koichenu al tazveinu. Al tazveinu. Al tazveinu.
Breathless. That's classic Bagley and a composition of his. We have a friend of ours calling in. Is this Yossi?
Yes, it is.
Yossi, we have Tzvi with us in the studio.
Hello, Yossi.
Yossi Billig.
Yes, hello, Tzvi.
How are you? Long time no speak.
Well, everybody will tell you, Charlie, and you know to quote me, I keep saying a couple times ago, every day that what happened in this world every minute, every hour, every week, every day is a Shgacha Pratit. And let me tell you why I'm saying it now. Charlie, you know that I keep traveling to Israel, back and other places.
Yes.
And I have not listened to this program, I'm ashamed to tell you, for months and months and months. Suddenly now, I wake up and I open the radio. And here is a discussion about Canto Bagley. I'm telling you, I was so emotional because Bagley, and I'll tell you this little story how I got involved in Chazones. See, if you probably remember 1990 or maybe a year before, this was before the first Iraqi war. Mm-hmm. In Talmud Torah of Flatbush, here on Coney Island Avenue in Brooklyn.
Right.
I approached the rabbi, Rabbi Landman, let him rest in peace, and the president, Rabbi Goldberg. And I say, look, we don't have a chazan here for the high holidays. We don't have a chazan for other holidays. Let us have it at least twice, three, four times a year on a Shabbos or maybe a concert. They look at me like I fall from the moon. And Rabbi Goldberg says, okay, oh, first of all, our people are not interested, but let's assume, yes, but who is going to pay for it? So stupid me says, looks at them and says, you know, here is the gentleman who stands before you, he's going to pay for it. To make the story short, I write a check, or leave it open, just the date, and I tell them, look, Rabbi Landman, here is a check, if this concert that we are going to make first is going to be cause a loss, here, fill up the amount of the loss. Okay, everything was done. My biggest problem was I never organized a cantorial concert. I didn't know how to start. I didn't know where to go. And here, the first telephone call, I call Cantor Bagley, David Bagley. I'm telling you, he was so instrumental. He was so helpful. And everybody remembers how successful were those concerts when you hardly saw another concert in the New York Metropolitan besides in New Brunswick, Charlie, that you were involved with.
Yes, but Yossi, your concerts were an inspiration for me. I just want you to know that. And That's where I first heard Cantor Bagley.
And I invited him on most of the concerts. Maybe I arranged about 10 concerts, 9 concerts, and he was maybe 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
He never argued about the price. Whatever we offered him, he accepted. And I'm telling you, he was so instrumental, and I owe not only thanks, I think everybody was listening to those concerts and continuation of this cantorial program owes this thanks to, first of all and foremost, to Cantor David Bagley.
Thank you so much. And my father always appreciated you, because you know that. He loved you very much, and what you did for him, besides bringing him for concert, you were a true friend. And
yeah.
He always spoke about you at home, at the table, and he never ever forgot you. And you know, to hear your voice after all these years really, I would say bring tears to my eyes, but I can't cry right now, so I'm not going to do that. But you know how we feel about you and everything you did for him. Bemet, toda rabba.
Yeah, thank you very much. I will mention just one more thing. And I don't think you have mentioned it so far. He had such a great sense of humor. I'm telling you, besides
really
singing, you know, this piece here and there, I always ask him to say one, two sentences before he starts the singing, and it was so funny. It was so, everybody got just a good mood and laughed. He has a wonderful sense of humor.
Yeah. Well, he was a real mensch, as I say.
Exactly.
I remember before the concert, sometimes we went to grab a bite with Yossi, and he would crack jokes throughout the meal. He would put everybody at ease, and it set the mood for the concert. So it was very, very nice.
Yossi Pelik-Billik, thank you for calling, we love you. You are an inspiration for all of us.
Okay, thank you very much.
Shalom.
Good luck.
Okay, we have another caller. Good evening.
Hello, is this Charlie?
Yes.
Yeah, my name is Harold. I'm a good friend of Svi and his brothers.
Okay.
And I knew the cousin personally. I'm happy to hear the program, honoring his voice. And he was a beautiful person, besides being a great cousin. I remember one incident in particular. I was attending a concert of the cousins with my brother. And as the cousin walked down the aisle, he patted Svi on the back of his head. It stands out my memory. I want to thank you again. And Svi, I enjoyed your father's Tashi Chenu just now. It was beautiful.
Thank you. We got some more for you. My father loved you, considered you like one of the sons. So
I love your
special
father also. Anyhow, so I want to thank you all for putting this program on. And I'll speak to you, Svi. And thank you again, Charlie.
My pleasure.
Have a good night.
Good night. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, good evening. My name is Josh. I know Svi. I became involved with Chazanus about 25 years ago when I heard Cantor Bagley at a concert with a friend of mine, and ever since then, I almost to this very day, I listen to a lot of his tapes before the Yom Narum because that gives me inspiration. It puts me into the spirit. He had a great voice, and this friend of mine, who really likes Chazanus, he was the one who's responsible for bringing me to the concert, which was about 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And to the and to this day, I listen to many of the Chazanim, many of his tapes. So he also showed me the tribute which we had about 2 years ago, which in Toronto, which was a magnificent brochure which came out, and I also saw the video which was just unbelievable, magnificent.
Yes, it's a magnificent a series which is available, by the way, at Mostly Music and other good Jewish bookstores. And it's interesting. You had an exposure. A friend introduced it to you, and you grabbed it
to the concert. Really, that's
this is the way it happens. You know, I feel that there needs to be an exposure, and once people get a chance to hear this soul music, many do get hooked. Well, thank you for calling.
So I also just want to make it's not only Cantor Bagley, but when I listen to his tapes, it also puts me. I listen to Kratten and to Waldman,
which
puts you into the spirit of the.
There's no question. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening.
Yes.
I first of all, in response to this program, I want to tell you it's an absolutely wonderful thing. It's wonderful to hear the nachas of a son or of sons for the father. I know we heard it from two of the three sons. I think I met the third son. Is he live in Baltimore, I think?
That was my oldest brother. He lived in Baltimore. He's now in Cherry Hill. That's Yaakov?
Right.
Right.
I met him once, and I was so excited when I saw his talis bag at a simcha. And I was trying to read the name and, you know, with no vowels on it. And I finally put it together. I said, Bagley, I said, tell me, is your father the chazan? He was so modest about it. He said, I'm not a chazan. he said that he and his brothers were always approached by people and said, you have to carry on your father's work. And they said, no, our father is enough for all of us. And they were all so, and it's so nice to hear of sons who are so proud of their father. I have to tell you, I was a young married man in Flatbush, and I had never heard Chazan Bagley, and I had never been to a Chazanus concert before. And somebody invited me to the Talmud Torah and says, you have to come hear this concert. And you know, there were a couple of different chazanim, and I will say, it wasn't necessarily, you know, I was into all sorts of music. It wasn't necessarily anything that I really heard and I loved so much, whatever, a lot of kvetching, this and that. And then they called on Chazan Bagley, and they gave him a very big introduction. And onto the stage strode a masterful professional who looked like regal. He looked royal. He had a presence, and he had a magnificent outfit. And I believe he was wearing some sort of medals. I don't know exactly what it was, like a singing medal or something. Right. And
those were from Chaim Wiener, and having been honored through the
Soviet Union when they went to travel to Russia and to the communistic countries.
Yeah.
He began to sing with such a presence that you literally were transfixed to every note and every word. And I will tell you, I became a big fan of Chazanis right at that moment.
That's
because
wonderful.
He had something, you know, of course.
He touched your soul, and that's
I had,
that's what
I had heard about. All the old-timers talk about, you know, Moshele and Yasala and this one and that one. And, you know, as much as you can hear about it and this and that, when you're not there physically experiencing these chazanim, you can hear the tapes, etc. Mm. And of course, the quality of the music on the tapes was never phenomenal. But to be in a room with a person that took an entire room, an entire concert, and literally just sent it soaring skyward, you have an incredible memory that I know for me and probably a lot of other people was literally like a life-changing experience. And I just I thank you, and you should all
and thank you for sharing
your
thoughts with us.
Thank you.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Charlie.
Yes. Hi,
Kaplan.
Yes. How are you?
Baruch Hashem. How are you?
Okay.
And I want to say too that the Tzvi, although I don't know you, but I know your brother very well, Yaakov Bagley.
Right.
This lovely Ashes Chayim Susan of Cherry Hill, New Jersey. I know their neighbors. I was introduced to them through their neighbors, Joyce and Jeff Joseph,
Your
neighbors next door, Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
What a small world.
Right. And I heard your father, a beautiful voice. I heard him at Brooklyn College, as I said to you, Charlie, when I was on the program, when my sister and I sponsored the program.
Yes.
We were at Brooklyn College. He was with Moshe Stern and Ben Ciel Miller, and there was another person whom I don't recall at that at the present time.
Mm-hmm.
It was a beautiful concert. I remember him, if I remember clearly. He started off with a beautiful melody, Achenu Kol Beis Yisroel. And then, of course, he went on and he did other selections. A beautiful voice. I spoke to your cousin David Bagley of La Shalom. A mensch, I will testify, a real mensch.
Thank you
so much.
A beautiful sense of humor, and I really had a good time. And also, I heard him again at a concert. This time, I was asked to come for a Shabbos in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, when he was on together with Ben Ciel Miller on a Motzei Shabbos that took place in March, but I do not recall the year.
Uh-huh.
And he remembered me being at the concert in Brooklyn College. He had a memory, my God. And
that's
he says,
great.
I know you. You were at my concert in Brooklyn College.
That's fabulous.
Had a beautiful voice. And I want you to know, Tzvi, I don't know if you heard the program that my sister and I sponsored.
As a matter of fact, I did, and I really appreciate it. It was the first time.
Played Achenu Kol Beis Yisroel.
Yes.
Yeah, and it was the first time since I was an Avel that I actually listened to my father, because I wasn't ready to. And it was very inspirational, and I thank you for that. It meant a lot to my brothers and I, so really thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Because I alerted Yaakov to tell him what was going to be on that program, but I didn't get a chance to speak to him on that, but I called his neighbors, and his neighbors, I would hope, conveyed the message to him.
Listen, we only have a few minutes left. We're going to start playing Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, and we may take a couple more calls. I'll play the full Achenu again in the next week or two. But thank you for calling.
My pleasure.
Okay, shalom. Tzvi Bagley and Elaine, we're so pleased that you took the time to come here, and I'm so proud to have done this in honor of your dad.
Thank you so much. It means so much for my family and all of us, especially to the memory of my father. This means a lot. And to all the thousands of fans out there of my father, I want to thank you in his name for all that you did for him, because you gave him smiles, you gave him reasons to write music, and he always had you in mind when he davened for the Amud, and you just made his life a pleasure, that knowing that there are people out there that enjoy his music, and that meant so much. And especially to you, Charlie, for what you've done for Chazanos with the show.
Thank you.
Really, really amazing, and I wish you would be on 6 hours a night, because I think everybody needs a kick for Chazanos, and this is what you're doing, is bringing Chazanos back to where it should be and giving the recognition, because unfortunately it's an art that's not being recognized as much as it should anymore.
Well, we're praying that there is a renaissance, and we didn't get a chance to talk about the fact that we had this issue of repeating words, but we'll save that for another discussion.
I can come next week again. It's okay.
But I think one of the very, very interesting things about your dad was that he composed his own selections, which is so rare. You know, one of the complaints that we get about current Chazanim is that they're singing the compositions of others. And
right.
There's a few who have had the talent to write their own selections, and your dad was one of those.
He had a tremendous talent to write music, and you're right, it's very rare now. I mean, where do you find nowadays a chazan that writes his own music and sings it and writes such masterpieces? It's amazing. And my father, not only was he a great lamdan, but he was a great chazan, a great musician and composer.
Okay, we have 10 seconds left. 212-529-4620 if you want to give a call and say hi to Tzvi. 212-529-4620. Thank you for joining with us. Don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. Shalom, everyone.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Shalom.